This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Rich, we mentioned water wells during hour number one. And people have noticed that a water well goes dry. And I want to talk about why for a second. You talked about a large corporation for $5 got a permit and got a lot of water for free. Well, the water comes from the ground, right? Most of the time. Here's what happens. It takes a long time for those aquifers to refill. Thousands of years. And as we pull more and more water out of the ground, we're pulling it out faster a lot of times than it's replaced. So the water table keeps going down, 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 down. Okay? And so let's say you drill a well and it's 100 feet down, and you start out with 20 feet of head in the well. So you've got 100 feet of pipe. The well is 100 feet deep. You've got 80 feet of pipe. And then the water level goes below the pipe or the pump. And now you can't pump out any water, because the water level has fallen. Why is that? Because people are pulling water out of the aquifer faster than it's being replenished. So, does this really happen? Sure. Sure, it happened to family members on the East Coast years and years ago. And first, the neighbor would have to put in a new well, and you see the well drilling truck there, and you go, wow, got to put in a new well. Then another neighbor, same thing, and pretty soon it's us, right? Why is that? Well, when they drill the wells, if you're in a neighborhood, the well drillers know about how deep they need to go, because the other guy next door is, they know what his depth is, and yours is going to be about the same because you're going to hit the same aquifer. Well, you're all pulling out of the same aquifer, and eventually the water level goes down. So that explains why when you have a well drilled, the new one is deeper than the old one, because you have to go deeper because all of your neighbors and friends are taking the water out of the same aquifer that you are. Yeah, that's what happens. So, any comments on that, Rich, before we get into oil changes?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I dug a 250-foot well here where I live in northwest Montana, and my static water is only 40 feet, so I made sure I went down deep enough. So if you're going to do it right the first time. And spend a few extra bucks and dig it deeper. Mm-hmm. You're going to get mm-hmm. less contamination in the first place. And yep. You might have heard of this lady. I've been on her show and a few years ago and hosted a few shows and had her on. StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares. She talks about water wars and smart meters, and she has a documentary called Iron Mountain Report, basically talking about how the elite's working for corporate structure and big government to privatize everything. And that's why there's so many big water and land grabs. And she makes it very clear how the city folks are trying to divide us, you know, city and rural, and say there's too many straws in the pond. So it's she's very articulate about this, and she's done a lot of research. So she would be someone I would recommend if you wanted to further this conversation on water wells. Vince?
Sure. She's one of our instructors, Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net.
Why am I not surprised?
Rich, well, she is a dynamo, absolute dynamo.
Very sharp.
She was on the Rents Radio Network. And I think, I don't know if she's still there, but she's fabulous and has been on the air with us many, many times. So, yeah, Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net. Okay, let's talk about Vinny's way of changing the engine oil in an automobile or light truck. And this is contrary to what most people will recommend. This is contrary to what, if you watch some of the YouTube videos, they'll tell you, don't do this. Do not do this. Now, I'm going to tell you that right on the outset that you can get burned doing this, okay? And you have to be really careful doing this. And because of the oil being hot, it's not recommended that you do this. So I'm going to tell you, don't do this. But this is what I do, okay? Here we go. So when I am going to change my oil today, for example, I will have everything ready for when I come back from a trip. And I don't change the oil when it's cold. I change the oil when it's hot. And the reason that I change my oil when it's hot is I want the contaminants in suspension. Okay? So let's say I'm going to Springfield, Missouri, a one-hour trip each way. I'll have everything ready for when I come back. I'll have the oil drain pan. I'll have the oil filter, the drain plug wrench, the oil filter wrench, everything I need ready to go for when I come back. And I want to make sure that my vehicle is level. I'm going to do this where it's level, and I'm going to do it where it's comfortable for me. So if I have a driveway or a concrete pad, I'm going to sweep that off so that it's ready to go for when I come back, because I don't want to lie down in rocks and dirt and filth and leaves. So everything's ready. I come back. I race in, change my clothes, and put on my farmer's uniform. Okay, so I've got my blue jeans on. I've got a long sleeve shirt. I have my latex or my vinyl gloves, and my wrench is all ready. Everything's ready, and I put that under the vehicle and pull the drain plug out, drain it, and I will let that oil drain overnight, and I drain it when the oil's warm. Why? Because the particles, the contaminants, the dirt, the grit, the metal, all those abrasion-causing particles are in suspension in the oil. And I want them to be suspended and drain right out. And then I will let the oil drain overnight. Now, is that ever done at a dealership? No. Do they get all the old oil out? No. Do those quick lube places get all the old oil out? No. It takes, you won't believe how it'll keep dripping in the morning after you pull the plug the night before. It'll keep dripping very slowly, but there's more oil that's in there that'll come out. Okay. Then what I do is I will wash off the drain plug when I'm ready to put it back in. And I'll wash it off with one of two things. Either a spray lubricant, and SuperTech brand is available at the Chinese factory outlets, less than $2. And I'll just lightly spray that to get any dirt that might be on the drain plug. Because the last thing I want to do is put more dirt back into the engine than was already there. Or if I think that I'm going to need a silicone gasket material to make sure the seal is really good, I will use carburetor cleaner and clean off that drain plug with that. When it's dry, I'll blow it off with a compressor or compressed air. Make sure it's dry. You can wipe it off. Make sure there's no lint on it, on the drain plug. And then put a very small amount of RTV. And I use either the orange or the black RTV. Put that on there. Make sure that I remove all the oil from the drain plug threads and the drain plug sealing area on the oil pan and the drain plug. Put that in. And I'm going to let that set for 30 minutes before I add oil. Now, I've already taken the oil filter off. I take that off right after most of the oil comes out from the drain plug. And I'll let that drain for overnight as well. Now, depending on if I think it's dusty, I may just loosen that oil filter a few threads so that the oil will come out of the oil filter and drain into the drain pan and still protect the mating housing of the oil filter, so dirt from airborne dirt doesn't get on the mating area where the oil filter is going to screw in. Then what I'll do is I will, when I put the oil filter back in after all the old oil drained out, I will refill the new oil filter with fresh engine oil. and lubricate the gasket. Now, why do I do that? Because when I start the vehicle, the oil filter doesn't have any oil in it, so the oil pump has to pump oil from the oil pan through the oil pump into the oil filter and then throughout the rest of the engine. Now, I've already drained the oil out of the engine, so most of the galleries are empty, no oil in them. So the last thing I want to do is let this process take it longer than needed. And typically, from what I've read many decades ago, when you start your engine without filling the oil filter with fresh oil, you're going to do about 10,000 miles worth of wear on your engine right then and there by changing your oil. So the last thing I want to do is have that happen. So I fill up my oil filter with fresh engine oil. Now, if the oil filter is upside down, you can easily do that. If the oil filter is sideways, you can only fill it about 40% full. Okay? That's what I do. Then, when I refill it with fresh oil, I refill it all except for about a quart. So if it takes 5 quarts, I put 4 in. And then I'll start the engine and check the engine oil level and make sure that it's right, and then I'll add that last quart. So you can do that as well. And the trick really is to let it drain overnight and get all of those contaminants out. Now, what oil do I recommend? Well, I use synthetic oil. Now, on our European vehicles, I use 0W40 mobile full synthetic, 0W40, the European formula. It has better additive package than all the other mobile one engine oil products that I can think of. Miles recommends it. I recommend it. It's the way to go for gasoline engines. Now, for our diesel engines, I like a full synthetic diesel engine oil, unless I have oil leaks. Now, if you have an engine oil leak and you put synthetic oil in it, it's going to leak more. If you use regular conventional oil and you switch to synthetic oil and you had an oil leak, your little leak is going to become a bigger leak, in my opinion. So you might not want to do that. But if you want the best miles per gallon, I use full synthetic oil. And I use Rotella, full synthetic, for the diesels. And I use Mobil 1 for the gasoline engines. Now, if I have some older engines and I'm willing to save some money, I might use SuperTech full synthetic. That's a Walmart oil, and I've done some research on it. I don't know who makes it, but I have not seen a single person on the internet say, don't use it. Everybody says it works great. So that's SuperTech. And so that's what I use. I use 5W30 in gasoline engines. And I use it in our small equipment engines, too, like air-cooled lawnmowers, that kind of thing. And it seems to work just fine there as well. So that's my thought on changing engine oil. That's how I do it. But I'm going to say don't do it that way because you could burn yourself. And I don't want to be responsible for you burning yourself. That's why everybody on the internet says change your engine oil when it's cold. But for the engine, it's the wrong way to do it. But in terms of safety, yeah, it's probably the right way. We'll be right back with Richie, OffGridMontana.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government, and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Keep it with us. Rich, any comments about Vinny's way of changing the engine oil?
No, I think it's a good one. But the reason why I take mine to the dealership is because it costs only $36. And every time I go there, there's something different I need to do as well. For example, I had a new windshield put on last time I changed the oil. Mm-hmm. So there's always little things, and they might test little things and look at little things, or fill check my air, my tires, you know, little things that I know we mm-hmm. do. But it's not real costly unless you have a big issue like you mentioned earlier. So I just find it easier with a newer vehicle, even though it is 2011, it's 7 years old now, to have a to have it checked with the computer situation. I know that's the wrong answer because we need to be more self-sufficient, but like I always tell everybody, I don't drill for my own oil and refine my own gasoline. There's certain things that I do and certain things that I don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, class, if you do decide that you want to get one of these code readers, you can, and for $30 or less, you can get one on the Internet. And I bought one. Why? Because these darn codes keep showing up, check engine on all of our vehicles. And it could be for all kinds of reasons. Now, I could bring it to AutoZone. I could bring it to Advance Auto. I could bring it to O'Reilly, and they'll check them for free. They absolutely will. And Well, for $30, I can have one with me. So let's say I'm going to go on a trip. I'm bringing the code reader with me. I am. Because when that check engine light comes on, I want to know what happened. I want to know, is it something I really need to worry about? Or is it something that it's just a warning and it's no big deal? And that code reader will tell me that. So OBD, the Roman numeral 2, is the one that fits a lot of vehicles. But what it will not do is it will not do some of the advanced computer resetting of, let's say, a brake system. It can tell you what's wrong, but it will not reset it. And I found out a way to reset my brake system. And by the way, there are a couple of things you can do to reset some of these codes. One is you can disconnect the battery. Now, disconnect the negative terminal of your battery and leave it disconnected for a half an hour. And then reconnect it. And a lot of times that will reset the codes right there. Or if there's an error, it will reset the error. And you'll be good to go. I had a code that said my catalytic converter wasn't working properly. And I talked with Scotty Kilmer. And he said, don't do this, because the government doesn't like it if you do this. So don't put lacquer thinner in your gas tank. Don't do that. Especially don't put a gallon of lacquer thinner in half a gas tank, because it'll clean out your catalytic converter. So don't do that. It works great. It really works great. And I talked to some of our other instructors who have done the same thing, and they said, yeah, it works great. So Scotty Kilmer said that he was told not to say that on the air. So there you have it, lacquer thinner. And it worked fine. So, you know, proceed at your own risk if you're going to do any of these things. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Rich Sheban, there's something that really, really frosted me. And this cop in Minneapolis executed a dog. So what happened was the teenager of the household comes home, types in the code on the alarm system, mistypes it, enters the wrong code. The police show up, and you know, the dog's wagging his tail, and this thug cop shoots the dog, kills him right on camera. You got the video. Dog's wagging his tail. Now, my dog, Thomas Jefferson, or some of the other dogs, might walk up to someone, and you know, who just arrives on our property unannounced and wants to say hello. I got to tell you, I think if someone goes to shoot one of our dogs, there's going to be a gunfight right here on the farm. I would treat that as a threat to our entire family. This cop shoots and kills this dog right then and there. Why? Because someone enters the wrong code on an alarm system, and the cop feels he's threatened by this wagging tail dog, a little dog. Unbelievable. Cop shoots two dogs. Murders them. What do you do with someone like that? You put them on administrative leave? Oh, no, I don't think so. I think you handcuff them. You handcuff them the way they handcuff us, and you drag them into the back of a pickup truck, and you haul them for trial. But first they go to jail, and they get a chance to post $1 million bond for murder. I'm outraged. I'm absolutely furious.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. So, Rich, here are the headlines. Dailymail.co.uk. I dispatched both of them. Police, body camera, video shows Minneapolis cops shooting two emotional support dogs, then apologizing to their sobbing teenage owner. Minneapolis officer Michael Mays was investigating reports of a burglary at Jennifer LeMay's home. But when he sees the two Staffordshire terriers approach him, he draws his gun and shoots them. CCTV shows the animals writhing on the ground before fleeing in terror. Newly released body cam footage shows the shooting from the Mays' point of view. In it, Chirac, the dog, is seen wagging its tail before getting shot. Video shows the 18-year-old Courtney Livingston sobbing and telling Mays that she has blood all over the house. Mrs. LeMays was left to pay thousands of dollars of veterinarian bills. Another Minneapolis police officer shot and killed yoga instructor Justin, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, after she called 911 on July 5th. But here's what happened. So it says that the cop, this is from the cop's vantage point, in the video, the cop points his service weapon at Chirac, who comes running toward him but stops short. The dog appears to be calmly pacing around for a few seconds on the grass with his tail slightly wagging, but before the officer fires his gun, striking the dog in the face. Rocco, another dog, then makes a dash toward the officer. Obviously, this dog is in support of the other dog, just got shot. Gets shot about 2 to 3 seconds later. And then the cop says, "I dispatched both of them," telling his partner after the fact. It's an outrage. These cops need to be arrested, handcuffed, put in the back of a whatever vehicle, and get the same exact treatment that we would get if we were to shoot at one of them. Are you kidding? If you had a weapon in your hand, the cops would kill you without even shooting. These cops are murdering family members of people. They're murdering humans, and they're murdering dogs. I'm outraged. It needs to stop right now. And these cops need to be tried, prosecuted, convicted, jailed, prisoned. That's what they need. Right now. Rick, your thoughts?
All right. I'm going to go for it. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. First of all, this is no laughing matter because this is very serious. I even read another article this morning about two people in a nightclub that were at some party. I think it might have even been in like a swingers party or something like that where they got shot in the back. And I think there was like a toy gun there. So, you know, I didn't get all the story, but people got shot. And I got to say a little disclaimer, because you know my brother's an ex-cop. He's retired. I'll tell you something. It's a tough job. And these people, there's so many druggies out there. There's so many wackos out there. Things are getting worse and worse because of all the desperation from our economy. And what's happening, and I'll guarantee this is actually accurate, the fascist system, the people at the top, are giving law enforcement certain rights to do certain things so they can protect the elite people, and the elite are afraid of the situation. But let me talk about ideas and solutions for a minute, because the this article that you're referring to, and I want to mention one other thing after this 2 minutes, but the author really had some good ideas. One was to invoke the 10th Amendment and don't allow feds training. I think this is such a great idea and so important. All training and all situations, obligations, resistance should be discussed by each community. The second thing is no military weapons are up to any of the state or city police, okay? The feds shouldn't be creating this police state to create an intimidation. That creates an authoritarian, a dictatorship, a totalitarian, communist, socialist-type government. We don't want to go there, obviously. Next, this author said we should establish a citizen review board which has authority over police brutality and certain behaviors. This is right on. I think we all need to start getting involved. That's why you always hear me, folks, saying reading, research and share information. We need to ask questions. We need to say it like it is. We need to talk about truth, because that's what standing for principle is. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Truth. And if someone does it because of what group identity politics are doing, that means we should do it too. We don't even have a rule of law in this country. And this is why police should wear cameras. And I know a lot of cops personally who like wearing cameras, because it protects them from certain accusations from the public. So I think if it was, if those four rules were invoked all around the nation and then tailored to different and tweaked to certain districts and states and counties, depending on what the people say, I think we'd hit a home run, because that's how you get the people involved. Now, regarding the Vince, regarding the Australian woman who got shot, also I believe it was in Minneapolis, or at least Minnesota. I remember reading that that particular cop was a diversity hire. And see, this goes back to what I'm saying all the time. When you create a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on group identity politics, and you lower the bars and standards and expectations, and you degrade and disrespect and insult all these people shoved into these groups because you say they can't compete, their work is suboptimal. You don't empower a nation. You don't empower a group. You don't empower an individual by lowering the bars of standards and expectation. And then the victim groups are bullies at the same time, protected by the elites. This is all meant to make us submissive and break our will. And that's why they use these politically correct buzzwords that have been hijacked by definition, like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? We can't allow individuals to be demonized, discredited, and delegitimized because they speak truth and they speak up, because that's what the law says. That's our Constitution. Our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, especially the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, talks about protecting ourselves and having free speech. That's what America was built on. So when we keep lowering the bars of standards and expectations, folks, we're destroying America from within, because we are rewarding mediocrity based on what group we're in. Okay, this is, again, insulting, degrading, and disrespecting. And this is done by design. So we have infighting, and so we have chaos, because the divide-and-conquer strategy does not work unless you lower the bars of standards and expectations. So when you destroy ingenuity, productivity, innovation, communication, accountability, and you have no laws, what do you expect? This. And this is why we all have to get involved. We have to speak. We have to read. We have to research. We have to ask questions. And we have to share information with our fellow Americans. When we stop being Americans first, and we're identified by what group we are in, whether it be aristocracy, skin pigmentation, gender, religion, ideology, or even generation, we are destroying our own country, because we're letting the five companies that control the mainstream media to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology, and sway public opinion by holding on to the narrative means, talking points, and microphones. We got to stop asking, what are they going to do? We got to stop telling the elite, what are we going to do? And that's why we have to communicate. Vince?
I was reading an article by Dave Hodges, another USA Prepares instructor and broadcaster. And it's in beforeitsnews.com. He says, since 9/11, the subsequent militarization of the police by the Department of Homeland Security, about 5,000 Americans have been killed by U.S. police officers. The civilian death rate is nearly equal to the number of U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq. In fact, you are 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than by a terrorist. Now, this is in the article that is about this Australian lady, and she was executed by a Minneapolis police officer. She called 911 to report a crime, and as she approached the police vehicle, she says, "I'm the one that called you," and then she was promptly shot by the cop who is in the passenger seat of a police car. So he's in his car. She's outside the car. She says, "I'm the one who called you," and he shoots her through the door. So Here it's really tough to say, well, I think she had a knife and she was charging. No, that's not going to work because he was in the car. I think she had a weapon. He was in his car. He shot her through the door. So, from Fox News, it says, an Australian woman engaged to marry an American next month was shot and killed by a Minneapolis cop after calling the police to report an incident, leading her family and investigators to question what caused the deadly shooting. The woman, identified as Justine Damond, 40 years old, was killed in a late-night shooting in the city's Fulton neighborhood. Okay? She reportedly called to report an assault and got killed by the cops, or a cop. So I read the story about this cop, and he says, hey, listen, you know, please respect my privacy. Really? This cop should have been arrested. By whom? His partner. When? Right then and there. When he drew his weapon and shot and killed this 40-year-old woman who reported what she thought was a crime, his partner should have arrested the cop for murder. Should have arrested him right then and there. Should have taken his service weapon out of his holster, pointed it right at the cop's head and said, hands up. Hands up, you're under arrest for murder. Did he do it? I don't think so. I have not read anything that says that he did that. That's what should have happened. He should have been arrested for murder by his patrol officer, partner, and cop. That's what should happen. But, you know, I keep hearing the stories, hey, there are wonderful cops. 95% of cops are great. Really? I don't believe it. Why? Because what I just mentioned about the cop who just murdered this 40-year-old woman didn't get arrested. I want to see some good cops. I really like to see some. Show me one. Show me one. I keep hearing that there are good cops everywhere. Really? Show me one. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with One call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. This can be slightly. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Achievements with us. Hey, Rich, you know, we were talking about federal training of cops. There's also corporate involvement. Here's what's happened. My research has told me that Taser International, has hired ex-police chiefs as consultants. And what they do is they go around the country and they talk with other police chiefs. And they say, look, you know, we can help you. We can help you write policy. And the policy will help keep everybody safe. Because, you know, you don't want your officers getting shot. So here's what we do. We change the level. So instead of, using fists, instead of using the batons, instead of using pepper spray, we're going to help you so that keep your officers at a distance. So what they do is they rewrite the policy of the sheriff's office, and they say, here's the procedure. So when you hear the cops say, well, it's policy, what's happened is the consultants have come in and said, we're going to rewrite the policy so that, first we talk to you, then we use a taser. Now, why would they do that? Why would they use a taser right away rather than say, look, maybe raise their voice or something? Well, the reason is because the cartridges that when you squeeze the trigger on these tasers, it's a $35 cartridge or more. So here all over the country, we've got these cops shooting these tasers at $35 plus per cartridge. And who gets the business? Well, Taser International. What a great way to go. And what about these body cameras? Well, where is all that data stored? Taser International has a solution. So Taser International is interested in tasing and body cameras because they get to charge the sheriff's offices and the police departments for the storage of all this data. So it's big business, big business. So I just wanted to share that with our class. But I got to tell you, I called our sheriff after one of his deputies was riding around our farm around midnight one night, just poking around, snooping on our farm, and we had nothing to do with any of this. He just shows up and rides around our farm. I called our sheriff the next day and told him, do not come on our property. Do not trespass. You're not welcome on our property. Do not show up on our property. I told our sheriff on the phone. Actually, it was on a Monday morning at the bottom of the hour break. I called him up while I was on the air. Commercials were running, and I let him know he's not welcome on our property. And he said, Vincent, some people really want us to be on their property. I said, not me. Not me. Don't come on our property. Retrieve it.
Well, I totally agree. If you ask a cop to patrol your property for whatever reason, maybe someone's stealing cattle or something, I can see how some ranchers might specifically ask for them. But if you're not, I mean, that is trespassing, and there should be consequences, absolutely. And as far as what you mentioned regarding the databases on trail cameras and the tasers and the $35, you always got to follow the money, because that's what fascism is, and not just in this country, but in the Western world and the world itself, because the big corporate oligarchies don't have the same accountability, the same rules, the same laws. And maybe all those trail cams that people should get together, have these meetings. And remember, one of the conclusions was to establish a citizen review board, which will have authority over police brutality and behaviors. Mm-hmm. Maybe that database of those cameras should go to the citizen review board and be stored in other databases for different purposes. So we need to go back to accountability. You know, they say accountability, they say transparency, they say equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. These are all, again, politically correct buzzwords that have been changed by definition, hijacked by definition, to use as a tool to divide the American people. And unless we get together, you know, we can blame the Bilderbergs, the Rothschilds, the central banks, the Soroses, the Russians, the mainstream media, the neocons, the socialists, the Zionists, the elites, the aristocracy, all we want, the deep state. But unless the silent majority wakes up, we are the ones to blame. 90% of us are to blame because we're not speaking up. Vince?
Yeah, never re-elect anyone, class. Never re-elect anyone. And never call 911. Because guys with guns are going to show up. And they are, they're anxious. They're anxious to squeeze that trigger. I'm not kidding. It's all over America. It's out of control. It's out of control. Never call 911. Never re-elect anyone. Rich Eben, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Vince.
Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.